Monday marked the autumnal equinox, the first official day of fall here in the Northern Hemisphere. We just heard how the leaves, or how that leads to some beautiful fall foliage in our trees as we slowly shift to colder days and fewer hours of sunlight. But VPR producer and announcer Mary Angish shares one final ray of summer sunshine with her 11-year-old Dee, who talks or takes us through how to make slime and some of the anxieties making slime helps soothe.
My name is Dareth. I'm going into sixth grade at Westford Elementary School. When I was like a little younger, I wanted to be an artist. I've wanted to do that for a while. Now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I don't really know what I want to do. I mean, I love drawing and stuff and like painting and making art, but I feel like it would just not be very fun for me because then I would like mess up and work for like a month on it and like never get it how I wanted it to be. I feel like it would just be frustrating for me because I would be trying to find something and then I just like would be working and working on it and not be able to find the second ingredient that would make it do this sort of thing. Maybe I want to be working at VPR. I don't know. I could make slime for the rest of my life. All you need is just like some borax, which most people have that for cleaning. You can just use some glue. This is not something that I have in my head right now, but I'm just reading it online, what actually happens with slime, so that I can explain it better. Slime is all about polymers. A polymer is made up of very large chains of molecules. Chemical bonds are formed when you mix the PVA glue and slime activator together. Slime activators, borax, saline solution, or liquid starch, change the position of the molecules in the glue in a process called cross-linking. It's slime. And that is the basic chemical reaction that happens when you make slime. And so, yeah, that's just kind of a cool fact that I learned. Yeah, it's just kind of cool to learn about the science that you can just, like, use everyday objects to make it into something really cool. And the reason why I started making slime was because it helped me focus more at school because, like, I had something to fidget with. Like, if you had a hard day at school or at work, it's just kind of nice to, like, have some slime that you can just fidget with and just, like, relieve your stress because that's what it's made for, to be able to relieve your stress, kind of let all your stress out and stuff. Well, my brain is just, like, kind of all over the place, and, like, I can't think straight. It's just all jumbled up and stuff before I realize that, like, it's going to be okay. Like, nothing bad is going to happen. And it's hard for me to relax. And most of the time, it's, like, not for any reason at all. It just happens. And I just get nervous. And so I just fidget with something. And so that's why I think a lot of people play with fidgets and slime and stuff, because it just sort of lets all their stress out. It's kind of like people with meditating, they let all their stress out or whatever they're feeling out. So I think that people just kind of let all their feelings out into the slime or something like that and just have it contained in the slime. Because, like, you can just really do anything with it. So that's, like, kind of why I make slime. And it's also just, like, really fun to make. It's a good thing to do with your friends. And even if it's, like, a fail, because it's just, like, you can learn from that and you can, you know, make it better.
That was Dareth. And that's how you make slime. That piece was produced by VPR's Mary Angish.